Good morning, everyone. I'm going to talk about some of the work we have been doing at the University of Florida in regard to nitrogen application on potatoes. You don't see much of the potato work here in this society because we have the PAA, which is the Potato Association of America, so we're pretty much divided, but I think this is very relevant to this society. Florida, so just an outline, so we're going to talk about the production in Florida, just give an overview why we have production, potato production in Florida. A lot of people don't really picture that, but it's important, especially for spring production. I'm going to talk about the irrigation systems and the challenges we have, the best management practice that we're trying to develop for that particular region, nitrogen timing and rates, management alternatives, and okay, so Florida has an important spring production, and we're about 36% of the production at that time. And like everything else in Florida, we have a better prices. So we put in potatoes in the market when the rest of the country, you know, the bulk of the country is planting, and that gives us a really high prices. And the value is about $145 million a year. Looking at the state, so we have these major regions of production, and mostly of these regions in the northeast and south, they are based on seepage irrigation, which also called sub-irrigation. Here we have deeper soils, and most of the irrigation is used overhead irrigation, center pivots. Our planting in the state ranges from September to February, and I'm going to be focusing on this region, and normally we plant between January and February, so when we don't have much problems with freezings at the beginning of the season. Most of our seed comes from Canada, Michigan and Maine, and our yield average is slightly lower than what we could achieve in other parts of the country. So we're ranging between 25 to 40. But again, the prices that we get, you know, really are worth it to have that production there. Some details about the nitrogen management considerations. So we have sandy soils in a high water table. When I say sandy soil, is like 97% sand, so it's really kind of sand culture almost. Placement, very low organic matter, so I haven't seen anything beyond 1.5% of organic matter content. Placement, that's a long story, actually. Growers have, in the past, adopted banned fertilizer in the rows. Because of the high humidity and the difficulties, so they, back in the 80s, they migrate to broadcast. That was kind of easier way, so that practice disseminated, and as we know, it's not very efficient. So we're trying to move back to the banding fertilizer, and then we're getting really good results with that. So we're working directly with the growers. Another important thing that we have is the seepage irrigation, so we raise the water table to irrigate the crop. That uses a huge amount of water. It's estimated about 600,000 gallons per acre per season, so that's another major challenge we have. And thinking about a high water table soil and a sandy soil, so nitrogen is very mobile. So again, we need to play with timing and rates, you know, and really match that with the nitrogen uptake, plant nitrogen uptake. So generally, growers have three season applications, and the rate range between 200, 300, and normally towards the end of the season, after the tuber initiation, if rainfall occurs, they apply 30 to 50 pounds of nitrogen on top of this 200-300. In terms of application, the first challenge that we're facing on top of broadcasting fertilizer, they apply fertilizer at pre-plant, which is about 30 to 40 days before planting. So just a quick overview here. So when they're fumigating the fields, they put the pre-plant fertilizer around range of 50 pounds. We don't endorse that, but that's a practice, and we're trying to show the growers that really this might be, if you move this application when the plant is really uptaking, you know, you might have a new truck every year, you know, because you can save, depending on the area, $25,000-$30,000. So the second application occurs normally at emergence, and growers don't really like to have nitrogen at the planting, so they have this, they think that it's going to burn the seed, so they kind of avoid that. Side dress application normally is at tuber initiation and harvest. So we have a really, really short season, about 100 days, you know, from planting. And thinking about that, you have 20 to 25 days from planting to emergence. So 75 days that the crop is really active using nitrogen. And so just a sideline, the fertilizer placement. So we bought this machine to that bend the fertilizer, and we start using our trials and our facility is surrounded by growers. And actually, one of the growers came with the same approach, and this bending fertilizer machine has a 747 tires, so it's kind of 8-row. It's a huge. And today, after 3 years, we have about 50% of the growers in the Tri-County agricultural area in Northeast Florida that have adopted this technology. So we're moving towards a more efficient, and this is one of our golden medals. You know, I think growers are very happy, and they are now realizing that they can reduce the nitrogen application. You know, so our trial is just. It's a very simple trial. We used 15N to really provide information that, so how much of that fertilizer application, the timing that the growers are currently using, so how much of that fertilizer is really being used by the plant. So this is so we had two varieties, Atlantic and Friolet, and that covers 90% of the chipping potatoes that we have at the region, in the region. And in 2 years, I'm presenting only the first year. So it's a classical nitrogen 15 trial for timing, where we had 225, which is the recommended rate, and we split that in three applications of 75, so three equal applications, and we labeled each one of the applications. We used ammonium nitrate, and the enrichment was about 1.16 percent. So this is just an overview, and we had subplots within the large plots. And an overview of the rainfall, what happened in the season. So we have a really, in 2013, a dry, 2013 was a La Niña year. So we had a really warm and dry weather at the beginning of the season, so we almost didn't have any rainfall here. And so this is the planting, the second application at emergence, and the third application at side dress tuber initiation. I want to point out this major rainfall event. So we had about 90 inches in 3 days, so that really kind of compromised some of the areas, not specifically this one, but we had, you know, water table coming to really high levels at the farm. And that was an interesting thing, that the 15N really showed the effect of that. So we didn't expect differences in yield, because all the treatments received the same amount of nitrogen. So we had around marketable yield almost 50 tons per hectare. Marketable yield, here's the difference, you know, so that rainfall really impacted the quality of the potatoes, so we have a kind of, but it's still not reasonable yield, about 36,000-37,000 kilograms per hectare. Total nitrogen applied about 145, so no difference also. Tubers, 125 kilograms, and above ground, that's the tissue and roots, 21-18%. So that's, kilograms per hectare. In terms of nitrogen use efficiency, so at the end of the season, so we harvest these potatoes, and it's very what we expected, about 66% of the nitrogen that was applied at pre-plant was recovered in the plant. And as we increased the application, where when the plant is really active and uptaking nitrogen at the emergence and tuber initiation, so between 49-50% and 38-44%. This value is kind of slightly high, but think that we have a really short season. The potatoes are very active, you know. Corn probably is slightly lower than this, but and here, like I was saying, you know, only 1% of the nitrogen, the residual nitrogen, was accounted in the soil. So that rainfall event really, really moved the nitrogen down. So if we get the difference from 100%, that's the unaccounted, that's what lost in the system. So it could be leachate or eroded, you know. So so we don't know whether it's actually what was unaccounted. So I think this is a really interesting point that we can make across to the growers, you know, showing that where the nitrogen that they apply to the crop, where is going, you know, and moving that application when the plant is active is might be considered a really interesting best management practice. So pre-plant nitrogen fertilizer result in the lowest recovery, less than 7%. Nitrogen application at emergence and tuber, so range between 38-48%, and that's really the target we need to be focusing. So less than 1% was in the soil, and that's primarily because of the large rainfall events we have towards the end of the season. So with that, I think I have some time for questions. Thank you very much.
We have some time for questions.
Yeah, so you applied the fertilizer in Europe three times, right?
Correct.
But you have the addition three times, that's equal 75 per hectare. My question is, why you choose the ratio is 1 to 1, you apply three times, right?
Right.
But each time is same amount.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
My question, why you choose this amount? Why
right.
Because you choose the absorption of purines like this.
Right.
So why you choose this amount?
Well, Ed, that's a good question. It's not actually what would the grower would do, but the methodology require that you apply the same amount because you want that the plant have the same opportunity to uptake nitrogen from that same source. So if you change the quantities, that would not really be comparable. That's the reason.
Nicola, you're saying that you lost 92% to the air or leaching, is that what you're saying?
From the first application,
uh-huh.
Exactly. 92%. Was not accounted. It is very likely to be leachate. It's very likely to be leachate, but I cannot specifically say it was. But 97% of sand, very low water, organic matter. So everything indicates that, you know, well, it might be a little fraction that volatilized. We don't know.
Okay.